I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 12th of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Bucket, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, from verse 2. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now, it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them. A journey that takes 11 days took the children of Israel 40 years to complete that journey. We are slow learners. They had to go on that same trip time and time again until they learned the lessons that God was teaching them. Isn't that the same as you and I? We want to do everything quickly, and then we have to come back and do it again and again. You know, my wife's old dad was a steam engineer by profession. In those days, everything was driven by steam. Railway engines, steam ships on the sea. He told me that when he was a young student, the first thing he had to do was to make his own tools. He didn't buy them, he had to make them. He was an incredible man to have on the farm in his old age. I would have an emergency, a breakdown when I'm planting my crops, and I would go to the spares department in town. They would say it can only come in 2 weeks' time. I would go back desperately and go up and see him at his house. And I would say, Dad, this thing is broken. Can you help me? And he would remake it himself. And I would be back in business within hours. I remember sometimes I was quite intimidated by him. He would come down to the workshop and I'd be frantically trying to use a hacksaw and saw a piece of pipe, going flat out with it, just sawing in the middle of the saw blade. And he would put his hand on my shoulder and say, when you bought that hacksaw blade, you paid for the whole blade. Use the saw from end to end, not just back and forwards in the middle. And he was quite right. We mustn't be afraid to take time to learn. Our neighbor's farm, he has got an oak plantation. This oak plantation must be about 100 to 150 years old. I love to go into that oak plantation and just sit there and am quiet in the presence of God. And I am surrounded by trees that have taken 150 years to grow. It makes me feel good and secure. We need to learn our lessons well. If we don't, the Lord will keep taking us back to that same thing that we are not achieving, because he loves us and he wants us to succeed. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.